The International Bible Lesson Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series for Sunday, May 20th, 2018 is from the Book of Leviticus, chapter 25, verses 1 through 12. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Leviticus chapter 25, verses 1 through 12. The Lord said to Moses at Mount Sinai, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, 'When you enter the land I am going to give you, the land itself must observe a Sabbath to the Lord. For 6 years sow your fields, and for 6 years prune your vineyards and gather their crops. But in the 7th year, the land is to have a year of Sabbath rest, a Sabbath to the Lord. Do not sow your fields or prune your vineyards. Do not reap what grows of itself or harvest the grapes of your untended vines. The land is to have a year of rest. Whatever the land yields during the Sabbath year will be food for you, for yourself, your male and female servants, and the hired worker and temporary resident who live among you, as well as for your livestock and the wild animals in your land. Whatever the land produces may be eaten. Count off 7 Sabbath years, 7 times 7 years, so that the 7th Sabbath year's amount to a period of 49 years. Then have the trumpet sounded everywhere on the 10th day of the 7th month. On the Day of Atonement, sound the trumpet throughout your land. Consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. Each of you is to return to your family property and to your own clan. The 50th year shall be a jubilee for you. Do not sow and do not reap what grows of itself or harvest the untended vines. For it is a jubilee and is to be holy for you. Eat only what is taken directly from the fields." May the Lord bless this reading of His holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr., Leviticus 25, 1 through 12, New International Version, May 20, 2018. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. Leviticus 25, 1. The Lord said to Moses at Mount Sinai, "After the Lord gave the Israelites instructions for building the tabernacle so they could worship Him, He gave them time and instructions for worshiping Him rightly. The Sabbath gave them 1 day a week to worship the Lord and grow closer to Him, and the feast days gave them longer periods of time, a week or more at one time, to worship the Lord, study His law, and fellowship with family and friends. Some of these feast times followed the hard work of harvest time, so today they might be considered vacations." Leviticus 25:2. "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, 'When you enter the land I am going to give you, the land itself must observe a Sabbath to the Lord. On this Sabbath, the Israelites, their servants, and their domestic animals were to rest from all their labors. God designed people to need rest, and He gave the Sabbath law to meet their need for rest. Neither people nor their work animals were to be denied the rest they all needed. Observing the Sabbath also involved faith that the Lord would meet their needs even if they did not work one day a week. The Lord also wanted the land to rest, which would make it more productive. Centuries later, crop rotation was designed to accomplish the same purpose. Not plowing and planting the land for a year also required faith that a previous harvest would provide a surplus that could be saved and used the year the land was not worked. The people could also eat what grew voluntarily, grain that was not sown, but they were not to conduct a formal harvest in the seventh year. Leviticus 25:3. For 6 years sow your fields, and for 6 years prune your vineyards, and gather their crops. The Lord required the Israelites to work their land, sow and harvest, for 6 years, and then let the land and themselves rest 1 year. God gave this law for their good. The Israelites could wisely use and save what they harvested during 6 years of production, and then use what they had saved for the seventh year. In Egypt, Joseph collected food during 7 years of abundance. Then he fed the people during 7 years of famine. If Egyptian farm families had followed the same principle, they would not have needed to ask Joseph for food, eventually losing their land and enslaving themselves. See Genesis 41. Leviticus 25:4. But in the seventh year, the land is to have a year of Sabbath rest, a Sabbath to the Lord. Do not sow your fields or prune your vineyards. When the land rested, so did farm families and their workers. During this year of Sabbath rest for the land, other work could be done, such as building and repairing homes, barns, fences, and what the community needed done. In addition, the Israelites would have more time to learn about the Lord and fellowship with the Lord and one another. All of God's laws were for the benefit of His people. Leviticus 25:5. Do not reap what grows of itself, or harvest the grapes of your untended vines. The land is to have a year of rest. The Sabbath rest was for the land and the grapevines and the farm workers. They were not to plow or sow their fields or produce a large crop to harvest. They were not to have a formal harvest time of what the land produced during the Sabbath year. They were not to prune their grapevines to increase their grape production, but let the Lord give the growth. They were to depend on the Lord, use what they had saved from previous harvests, and glean what the land and grapevines produced voluntarily of themselves, as the grain crops naturally sowed the land by themselves, and the grapevines naturally produced grapes by themselves without pruning. Leviticus 25:6. Whatever the land yields during the seventh Sabbath year will be food for you, for yourself, your male and female servants, and the hired worker and temporary resident who live among you. Everyone living in Israel was permitted to glean whatever the land yielded voluntarily. In that way, the needs for food of everyone in the land were met. The land belonged to the Lord, and no farmer or landowner was to deny food to the needy during the Sabbath year. God would provide for everyone without their working the land or their vineyards. Leviticus 25:7. As well as for your livestock and the wild animals in your land, whatever the land produces may be eaten. They were to care for themselves and their livestock, using what the land provided for them, without their working the land. They must trust in the Lord, who is the Lord of the land, as well as of themselves. On the other hand, if they did not work the land the other 6 years, the land would produce less good grain each year, and they would suffer from starvation. Leviticus 25:8. Count off 7 Sabbath years, 7 times 7 years, so that the 7 Sabbath years amount to a period of 49 years. In the Bible, the number 7 is a perfect number, or a number signifying completeness. 7 days complete a week. 6 days after creating the world, God rested on the seventh day. Perhaps as an aid to memory, God told the Hebrews that the year of Jubilee would begin after a period of 7 weeks of years, or seven times, which equals 49 years. Scholars believe the 50th year would have been the year of Jubilee. See Leviticus 25:10-11. Leviticus 25:9. Then have the trumpet sounded everywhere on the 10th day of the 7th month, on the Day of Atonement. Sound the trumpet throughout your land. The year of Jubilee was to begin on the Day of Atonement, which meant that the year began after the Hebrews had made sacrifices for their sins, and their sins had been forgiven by God, and their sins removed from them by the scapegoat. The year would begin a new start in the kingdom of God and for every person. They would receive the assurance that their sins were forgiven, and those who had voluntarily enslaved themselves due to debt or other misfortunes were freed, and their land was returned. In every way, each person would be given a new start in life. Leviticus 25:10. Consecrate the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. Each of you is to return to your family property and to your own clan. Over the course of the previous 49 years, either from misfortunes or poor choices, individuals, their descendants, and families could have lost their liberty and could have sold, actually leased, because all land belonged to the Lord, their land, and even themselves, into servitude. The year of Jubilee meant a new start for everyone, as though they had never lost anything. If applied according to the law of God, the value of leased land, or servitude, was to be measured relative to the time of the year of Jubilee. Leviticus 25:11. The 50th year shall be a jubilee for you. Do not sow, and do not reap what grows of itself, or harvest the untended vines. The people could prepare for the year of Jubilee by saving part of the produce or part of their earnings from previous years, for they were forbidden to work in their fields by sowing or harvesting. Just as Joseph saved food during 7 years of plenty in Egypt to prepare for 7 years of famine, if they prepared, they could enjoy a year without working. They could glean what the land produced of itself, but they were forbidden to plow, sow, and reap a harvest. Leviticus 25:12. For it is a jubilee, and is to be holy for you. Eat only what is taken directly from the fields. The Hebrews were restricted from sowing and reaping, in the sense of sending out harvesters to work their fields. However, just as Jesus' disciples were allowed to walk into the fields and take what they needed for that meal or for that day, the Hebrews were allowed to do the same, and eat only what the field itself produces. The Hebrews could eat daily directly from the field, which would be a necessity for the poor, who could not save for the future. The time they did not spend working was to be set aside as extra time, to draw closer to God and learn more about God and one another. It was not to be a time to live in sinful pleasures or idol worship. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Why do you think God established days and years of rest for people, animals, plants, and the land? 2. What are some of the possible consequences when people do not know about or disregard days of rest for themselves and or others? 3. Why do you think the year of Jubilee was to begin after the Day of Atonement? 4. Why do you think God gave laws for the caring of needy relatives? 5. In what ways can we make our days of rest more holy to us? What are some benefits of taking extra time and making our rest time more holy to us? International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. God's Way to Bless Everyone. Leviticus 25:6. Whatever the land yields during the Sabbath year will be food for you, for yourself, your male and female servants, and the hired worker and temporary resident who live among you. The Lord required a year of Jubilee in the Promised Land every 50 years. The 50th year was set aside as a Sabbath year. During that year, no one in the land was to plow, sow, or reap. The year was set aside by the Lord, almost as a year of vacation for everyone, but other daily tasks still needed to be done. In that year, the Lord would bless the land, and without their labor-intensive work, the land would yield food and drink for everyone, not just those who believed in the Lord. Since the Lord would feed everyone in the Promised Land, the Lord forbade landowners from requiring their slaves or hired or foreign workers to work in their fields. In addition, in Leviticus 25:10, God commanded, "It shall be a jubilee for you, and each of you shall return to his own property, and each of you shall return to his family." Israelites who had sold themselves or their family into slavery to pay a debt or for other reasons were freed from slavery. All debts were considered paid in full. Everyone could return to their own land. Just as the Lord gave his people a new beginning when he freed them from slavery in Egypt, everyone was given a new beginning every 50 years. Obeying the Lord, not working their fields, forgiving debtors, breaking up landholdings, returning land to their families, and freeing their slaves required faith in the Lord. So, perhaps, very few Israelites obeyed the Lord and celebrated the year of Jubilee. Begin a closure class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2018 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.